You all?
Huh?
You okay? Yeah, you good.
Good morning to you all.
Good morning, brother.
It's good to be here. Would ask an interest in your prayers. As we stand before you this morning, that the Lord of glory might have his way with us for a few minutes this morning. It's such a great blessing that we have as God's little children. As we journey in this world, when we're blessed to understand that we have a mighty friend in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, he tells us, and if I could find it here this morning, in the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John, verse 7, it says, "Then said Jesus unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they may have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." We think of those few verses, which was not necessarily going to be my text, but it was on my mind. We realize as God's little children how blessed we are, that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ that good shepherd who gave up his life for us, that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. And that abundant life, brethren, is in part when we're blessed to gather as God's little children to worship the Lord our God and to feel his manifest presence. Is when we're blessed to have a close fellowship with our Savior and with his children as we journey in this world, that we as God's children might realize that our true joy and our true hope comes when we're blessed to be at the feet of Jesus and to hear his every word. I know sometimes we may not realize the true value in that which he gives us. We think of an abundant life, sometimes we think more natural than we do spiritual. We think about things of the world rather than where our true joy comes from, our true hope, our true peace. It cometh from he who has declared himself in the Gospel of John to be your good shepherd, who is not like a hireling, but who had such a great love for you and has such a great love for you that he gave his life for you, that he died on Calvary's cross so that we would have life and that we would have that hope of heaven one day, that when we leave this world that sometimes seems to press us very heavily, but yet in all that pressing we realize that we are blessed to know he who is the master of all winds and all storms, who is able, brethren, to just with his voice to calm the storms and troubles and sorrows that we have in this world. He just need but say it. And it is done. That is the shepherd. That is our shepherd. That we are blessed to gather this morning to look up into. Realizing, brethren, that it is by his faithfulness, it is by his power and his might that we're blessed to gather to worship the creator of this world and all that therein is. You see, if it wasn't from Jesus, if it wasn't from what he did, we would have no standing in front of a holy and righteous God. But God looked down upon us and says that we are but yet but filthy rags, anything that we had to offer him. And he looked down and says, there's none righteous down there. There's not one. There's not even one that understands.
Exactly.
There's not one. There's not even one that seeketh after me. That's what God declared about his creation. All of mankind. And that includes you and me. But God has such a love, brethren, for people that he purposed he would have a people in spite of us. In spite of what he saw, he purposed that he would have a people to serve him. And we, brethren, we've gathered this morning with that hope that we're among that number. That he loved with such a great love that he gave his only son to redeem us unto him. So it's precious, brethren. And when we think about how precious it is, we can't measure it with worldly, earthly things. There's nothing in this world that's going to measure up to that which God has given us. So pray for me as I stand before you for a few minutes this morning. I'm going to go to the 128th Psalm this morning. It's a short psalm. I don't know what I have to say, but what I'm going to do is read the whole thing, and we'll see how the Lord moves. 128 Psalm. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be fruitful as a vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yes, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord. You know, we read in the Proverbs that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, beginning of understanding, beginning of knowledge. Now, to fear the Lord, brethren, when God's little children are blessed to rightly fear the Lord, I think we're blessed to fear nothing else in this world. You know, when the psalmist says that the Lord is my life and my salvation, whom shall I fear? Well, we fear the Lord, you see, because we recognize his great power. But also in that great power, we recognize his great love for us. So that fear is not as the adversary would have you to think. I mean, we don't fear God because we think he's going to strike us down or that he's going to hit us over the head. That is not why we fear God. We fear him because of who he is. Because of his awesome power and his might. Because he is the one, brethren, who created this world and all that therein is. He is the one who has created us in his image. We fear him, brethren, because he simply but speaks, and it is done. We fear him, brethren, because he has power over all of his creation. I think we have somewhere in the Old Testament that speaks of his creation then. And it paints a picture that of all his creation, that the most stubborn and rebellious are us, mankind. You know that the animals know where to go and what to do, and they do that obediently. But it's us who he looked upon and declared, as there's none righteous, no, not one. We are the sinful, rebellious ones. We're the ones just like our brother Jonah who, when the Lord would call us to go, that we go the opposite way. Until he puts a wall up. And we have no choice but to turn around and be obedient. Imagine how sweet life would be if we would just simply be obedient. But not only how simple life would be, imagine what peace and joy we would have. You know, when the songwriter says, "Oh, what peace we often forfeit, brethren." We forfeit that peace, because we're not obedient. We forfeit that peace, brethren, because we, by nature, we chose and desire to go the other way. And just like Jonah did. We desire to fulfill the lusts of the flesh, brethren, rather than to be obedient to he, brethren, who has loved us with an everlasting love. If we think about this world, brethren, and what the world offers us, it offers us nothing at all, but yet we seem to want to cling and follow and be obedient to the things of the world rather than him who created us and who has loved us with an everlasting love. You know, one of the brethren Saturday says, well, if a preacher's really preaching, he's preaching to himself. Yeah, Brother John's talking to Brother John. Hoping that you might benefit as well.
Right.
I'm talking about us all, brethren. Not picking anybody out except me. But we think about, brethren, the might and power of the living God. And when the psalmist says, "Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord," you know, I just had to stop, Brother Gary. Yesterday, we were talking about the Father. When the Lord asked him if he had faith, if he believed. It's the same thing here. I feel the same thing, brethren. Yes. With our mouths, we might confess that we fear the Lord. But do we fear him in our hearts? When I think about that, I feel like the Father. I want to cry out, "Lord, yes, I fear thee, but help that within me, that's within me, to fear thee as I ought."
Amen.
And not as my mind might think. But as my heart would feel that, would feel the loving goodness of Almighty God and realize, brethren, that the God I serve is just not anybody. He who declared to Moses that I am, brethren, he is the God who created this world.
Amen.
He's just not anybody, brethren. He's just not some simple idol, brethren, but he's the God of this universe that created us.
Right.
That's who we have gathered to worship this morning. Not anybody else. Not anything else.
Amen.
So when the psalmist says here, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord. Oh, that we might cry out, brethren, in unison, just like that father cried out. When he was so afraid, brethren, that it wasn't that he didn't know, he didn't understand that Jesus had the power, but when Jesus said to him, well, what about what is in you? What about the faith that is in you? That father, I believe, didn't want to trust his own faith. He didn't want to trust what was in him. Which is why he cried out with tears, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. We don't want to leave it upon our heads, brethren. But we want to give our hearts to the Lord our God, that he might indeed take our hearts, brethren. That heart, that new heart that he, a flesh that he has given us, brethren, that we, he might take that heart and use it to his praise and to his glory.
Amen.
And then we will be blessed to understand, brethren, what true joy and true peace is all about. And what that abundant life is all about. You see, because all that the world would offer you, offer us, is going to fade away. Well, brethren, if it doesn't decay naturally, it is nothing that we're going to keep in an eternal sense. When we take our last breath, it's going to go to another, if not before then. Or we might get so feeble, brethren, that others will make those decisions for us.
Yeah.
And take away everything that we think is so precious to us.
Yeah.
And what do we do then? We do nothing. Because we will be so feeble, we won't even understand what's going on. But that which is precious, brethren, I don't care how many saints we have visited over the years, and that we seem to think that maybe they're just not with us anymore, or they just don't understand anymore. You take that same visit, brethren, and start to sing something like Amazing Grace, and you'll see that little saint's eyes light up.
Absolutely.
They may not understand anything else that you're saying, but one thing they recognize, and that is he who has loved them with an everlasting love. The psalmist goes on to say here that not only blesses the everyone that feareth the Lord, but he also says that walketh in his ways. What does that mean? That means to be obedient to the Lord our God. And we're going to walk in his ways, brethren. We can't walk contrary. We can't be going this way and he wants us to go that way, you know. We have to be blessed, brethren, to see that example that the Lord laid out, who was faithful to the Father, even to his death on the cross. Realizing, brethren, that the faith we have is the faith of the Son of God. The faith we live by as we journey in this dying world is the faith that the Lord Jesus gives us, brethren.
Amen.
It is by that faith we live and have our being, brethren. Which is why Jesus says that without me, you can do nothing. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can do all things. You see, it's by His strength that we have strength. We have none of our own. You remember the apostle when he says that, "I asked of the Lord three times that He might remove this thorn from my flesh. But the Lord would not remove it. But instead, the Lord says, my grace is sufficient. And in that grace, and in our weakness, is manifested His power. And brethren, His power is over all of His creation. That little power that we think that we might exercise. You know, I see these little kids here. I would ask these parents here, that little power that you think you exercise over your kids. Sometimes they listen, sometimes they don't, right? I mean, sometimes they look at you and smile and just go ahead and do the opposite of what you ask them to do. That is how we ought to be. Brethren, even in our relationship with the Lord our God, we can be that way. But you see, brethren, to be blessed to walk in His ways. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If we learn anything about at all about the Father who cried out with tears, we would understand that to walk in His ways is a journey that we cannot do in our own strength, in our own power, in our own might. We need the Lord. Which is why He says, we can do all things in Jesus Christ our Lord. He's not telling us to run off and says, well, Jesus, are you following me? Or Jesus, are you coming? Well, no, that's not what He's saying. He's saying that we will be at the feet of Jesus to hear His every word, and He will simply carry us through. How does He carry us through? Well, brethren, He who has the power to speak unto the winds and they cease. He who has the power, brethren, to say unto Lazarus, come forth, and he comes forth out of from the grave. He who has all power, brethren, has the power indeed to lift you up and carry you through this life. When we're blessed to be at His feet and to walk in His ways. Which is why we read in the book of Proverbs when He says to us to acknowledge Him. You know, brethren, when He says, don't lean on the wisdom of this world. James says that wisdom is lustful, it's essential. I mean, it seeks to satisfy nothing at all but the flesh. But He says, rather, seek ye the wisdom that's from above. And that God will give it to us liberally. And when we're blessed to do that, brethren, to seek that wisdom from above, brethren, then we understand what the writer of the Proverbs is saying, that to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not. Don't lean not upon your own understanding. You know, brethren, our understanding, brethren, sometimes we wake up and says, oh, we had this bright moment. We finally understand, brethren, if it's a good thing, it coming from the Father of lights.
Absolutely.
So, brethren, we go to school and we get all these certificates and all these pats on the back. Oh, you did such a great job. Look at you. We're going to give you the employee of the year or whatever it is. We get, brethren, that when we think of those things, then we begin to buy into that, thinking that we have all of this great knowledge and great understanding. Well, brethren, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding.
Yep.
Not our degrees and not all these certificates that we get, but to understand what it means to fear the Lord our God and walk in His ways. And the other part of that proverb is to acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he shall direct thy paths. And I know you're thinking of something in particular, so that I don't want to do that. I don't mind doing it here, but I don't know about over here, you see. Why? Because that flesh, over here, that flesh is pulling you harder and in a different direction, and you just don't want to let go of that. Well, the Lord says to acknowledge him in all thy ways.
Absolutely.
Not just the ones we want to. Well, not just the ones we think we ought to. We're not told in that passage of Scripture to think about it at all. We're simply told to do it. And we're told, brethren, to do that in all things. Not just church things, but all things. And then we begin to realize that all things are church things. You know, when we think about, we'd ask for prayer for my boss's family and stuff, and we think about, I think about the many years that I worked. You think about the many years you've worked, and I know the government says, you know, there has to be a separation from church and state and all this kind of stuff, but. The bottom line is, brethren, we have been set apart. We have been purchased by the blood of the Lamb. And we have been set apart for the good pleasure of the Lord our God. Now, I don't see anything in that that tells me that, Brother John, if I'm here, I'm not set apart. And if I'm there, I am set apart. We're his lock, stock, and barrel. From the top of your head to your tippy toes, we belong to him.
It's true.
He has purchased us by his blood in our entirety. Which is why when we lose a loved one, not just at work, but we lost one in the family this week. And so we lose a loved one. How come it is that we don't sorrow as those who have no hope? It's because we understand that Jesus purchased us in our entirety. And though we may sorrow because we see that lifeless tabernacle land there, that will go by the way of the grave, and we're sorrowing. But we have hope because we understand that Jesus has paid for that. And though it's sown in a corruptible fashion, it will rise incorruptible to the glory of Almighty God. Why? Because Jesus paid for it. He paid for you. All of you. Not just part of us. Which means anywhere we go, anywhere the feet may tread of the sinner, I am Lord. And that includes these feet. When I'm sitting down in my little closet, going out into the world in some other way, I am still a child, a purchased possession of the Most High, as are we all. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, oh gosh, brother. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. You know, one of the most precious things of a little obedient child of grace. You know, we naturally we would think of this, you know, like, Well, they got all of this money, and they got everything that they need. No, that's not what makes them happy. You see, what makes a little child like Grace happy is it doesn't matter if they're eating a can of beans or a T-bone steak. It doesn't really matter. It is not about what they put in here, naturally speaking. It is not about what they enjoy in a natural way, you see. Because when we're rightly blessed to be in that relationship with the Lord, that is where our joy comes from, you see. And so that can of beans is okay because the Lord is there with me as I eat my can of beans. And I feel His presence, brethren, because I have been blessed to be in fellowship and communion with Him this morning. Versus this other little child over here who's eating steak and miserable because they put all of their confidence and all their trust in things of the world. And wow, the stock market is crashing. Oh wow, I don't like who the president is. Wow, I don't like this or I don't like that. Forget about that. As a little child of grace, forget about all of that. And let's focus on who it is that we're supposed to be.
Amen.
We are ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are His workmanship. It is He, brethren, who has walked that work within our hearts. And let us walk that walk to His praise. Let us walk that walk to His glory. And let us, brethren, indeed be the salt of the earth. Be that light that shines in the midst of all of the darkness. And let it shine to His praise. And let it shine to His glory.
Amen.
Blessed be His name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You didn't go very far. I hope you get to that body that you...